Up next, it's made from Egyptian marble. It costs more than $140,000 to create. It stands 20 feet tall and weighs almost 11 tons, and that's at only two-thirds the size of the original. This is a replica of Palmyra's triumphal arch. It stood in the Syrian city for 2,000 years, but when the ISIS terrorist group took over Palmyra last year, they blew up the artifact because ISIS saw it as un-Islamic. Critics have questioned the value of recreating the arch, but that value is symbolic to supporters in the city where it now stands before it's shipped and displayed around the world.
The Triumph Arch of the ancient Temple of Bel in Palmyra, blown up by ISIS, now recreated and unveiled on London's Trafalgar Square.
The Triumphal Arch of Palmyra.
London Mayor Boris Johnson called this effort defiance against terrorism.
It stood for 2,000 years, and then along came the so-called Daesh Islamic State, and it's a measure of our disregard for them and our determination to use technology to redress what they've done.
Palmyra was one of the most well-known and most visited ancient sites in Syria until ISIS overran the area in 2015. But before the extremists could reach the town, Syria's antiquities minister, Mamoun Abdul Karim, led a covert operation to evacuate many of the ancient statues, frescoes, and other items. The effort to recreate the Triumph Arch was spearheaded by the Institute for Digital Archaeology, using 3D printing technology to make it look and feel almost like the original.
Those behind this project say they believe that this technology could also be used to recreate other ancient artifacts destroyed by terror groups like ISIS. There's also critics who say that no matter how good the replica is, it can never replace an original.